This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge collapse has caused a Union Pacific train to derail near Sibley, Iowa, Sunday afternoon, sending thick black smoke into the air. Emergency personnel say all waterways near the derailment have been blocked and 47 train cars were involved in the crash. Some of the cars were leaking hydrochloric acid. Sibley, Iowa is between Sioux City, Iowa and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last week, the Center for Disease Control advised that fully vaccinated people can be indoors and outdoors without wearing masks, except when in healthcare settings, on public transportation, or in specified areas where masks are required. Dr. Gupta on CNN says the messaging from officials has been confusing.
It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
The doctor says another point of concern is the lack of guidance on how best to implement these new guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is asking businesses to help workers get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an infrastructure spending update with Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
President Biden will meet early this week with a group of Republican senators to continue negotiations over his infrastructure plan. The two sides met last Thursday, with both emerging hopeful that a compromise could be reached. Republicans have balked at the size of the president's more than $2 trillion proposal, looking instead for a smaller and more targeted package. Representative Ashley Hinson says she's also hopeful for a deal. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that investing in infrastructure is important, but that not enough of the president's plan does that.
Only 6% goes to roads and bridges, only about 5% to broadband infrastructure, and even less to locks and dams and ports. So you're talking about spending more on electric vehicle subsidies than actual infrastructure. I think that's where we need to come to the drawing board. I think there is a room where we can actually find a solution that everybody agrees on, but I hope we can all come to the table and get something done.
Infrastructure includes transportation systems, communication networks, sewage, water, and electric systems. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As the pandemic continues to weaken its grip on the United States, officials in charge are not making it easy to understand where we stand with mask wearing. Dr. Gupta tells CNN we could have done a better job.
I think we have to report the science and report what the CDC's new guidelines are, but I do think there's a larger obligation here. We can report what the news is, but then we have to explain the relevance of it. And I think, you know, to be honest, you know, I think the CDC made a critical error here in surprising basically everyone with a very significant change last week. I mean, it was significant. And I can tell you, just from my own reporting, days before that announcement, I was talking to senior people at the CDC who told me that indoor masking would probably be the last thing to be lifted because it is so effective and it's not that hard to do in most situations, just to put a mask on. And yet, just a few days later, they basically said for vaccinated people, masking no longer necessary at all. So that was a surprise. And the strategic mistake was the stakeholders the implementers, the businesses, the governors of states, whatever it may be, they were kind of all shocked as well. So when you show that sort of that collection of various responses across the country, playgrounds over here, what they're doing in Oregon, Nevada says casinos now could possibly be open without masks with no proof of vaccination. On the other hand, Hawaii is still saying mask mandate in place. It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And we're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, the president, founder of American Faith, also a senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Hey, Phil, how we doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing this morning? Good to be online with you again and talk about what's happening in our world, which is enormous.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, it is real pivotal when you think that not that long ago, Phil, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, we had Middle East peace breaking out. And Joe Biden wasn't happy with that, and the Democrats, it seems, were not happy with it. And now we've got Hamas controlled and being used by Iran, dropping, you know, thousands of missiles into Israel. And then you get the counter narrative, which is amazing. You know, when things like this happen, you just sit back and listen, and you can see the sides, how they're doing, you know, and how they're coming about here. And now we're talking again, the Democrats are in control here. And so now we're talking about a two-party state nation that's just not going to happen. I mean, because they reject and ignore biblical history. And oh yeah, that God Almighty guy, that guy who really controls the universe and everything, what he has to say about his promised land and about his people. And, this is no big surprise. You've been a student and an expert on biblical prophecy. I've been more of a student on it. I've been studying it, forever, it seems. And, it's just, I just have this sense that God is laughing at these knuckleheads for trying to, you know, come up with these ideas that continue to fail. And when you have something that is a bit of a breakthrough and you have four Arab states saying, hey, yeah, I'm open to having peace with Israel. We can cohabitate. We can live together. Forget about the Palestinians. And then Joe Biden says, no, we need to reverse all that. And we need to give the Palestinians their money back. And we need to give Iran their money back. And even though it's been very clear that Iran has been supporting Hamas as their terrorist arm, right?
Right. Correct. And I think one thing that you mentioned something earlier that's really important for people to understand, that if you take the Bible, really kind of figure out what's the alignment with today, mm-hmm. then things start to make sense. So if I could take you on just a quick journey, if we go back to Gaza, Gaza was originally founded by the Phoenicians. They came from Crete, mm-hmm. and they were known as the Philistines when we pick them up in the biblical narrative. Mm-hmm. And so the first time they're mentioned is early, that town and that city, that area is mentioned, is in the book of Genesis. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of events that took place. Remember one when the Ark of the Covenant fell prey to the Philistines? Well, they took it down to Gaza. And then later, it would be David who would do battle with the Philistine giant Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, he defeated the Philistines in Gaza. And so we see a couple of really interesting things where things have developed in that area. They worship the fish god Dagon. So there's always been this conflict. Now let's go to the most significant one, and that's Samson. And Samson is, remember, he breaks his vow with God. He's blinded, taken down into Gaza. He looks over at the boy that was heading chained and said, "Take me over, let me feel the pillars in this temple of Dagon, this pagan god."
Mm-hmm.
And when he did, he said, he prayed, he said, "God, let me kill more Philistines in my dying than I do in my living." And the Bible notes his hair on his head began to grow, right?
Right.
And he took and he pushed the pillars down, collapsed the temple, and he killed more Philistines in his dying than he's living. That is Hamas. That is the area we're talking about. It is a constant enemy of the nation of Israel.
And the reason that it is a constant enemy of Israel is why?
Well, it is because of it all comes back to the God of Israel. And mm-hmm. so the hotly contended land there was given by to God. To Abraham, go mm-hmm. back to Genesis chapter 12.
Right.
And today the contention is because Hamas is a terrorist state of Iran. So Iran is basically the manufacturer, the supplier, and the overseer of the 3,000 plus rockets that have been launched into Iran. I make this analogy. I live in Anaheim. Close by, there's another city called Orange, and we're neighbors. Imagine if Orange started lobbing 3,000 missiles into Anaheim. How would we react as residents of Anaheim? And so it kind of puts it in perspective what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now you also have,
and that's kind of the same perspective and analogy that Benjamin Netanyahu used yesterday with the press, right?
Oh, correct. And mm-hmm. I think we misunderstand. We think of countries like America. We don't think of it. You have to think more like cities. Because, you know, for example, here I live in Orange County, it's 3.2 million people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, now California is 40 million people. So when you start to put it in perspective, you've got a state the size of New Jersey that is bordered with another basically city, let's say Los Angeles and Orange County,
mm-hmm.
and they're lobbing missiles back and forth. And that's why the proximity is so important for us to understand.
Phil, when I asked about them being wiped out, didn't God order the children of Israel when they took over the land to, you know, to get them out of there? But okay, go ahead.
Yes, and I think that we have to understand that their disobedience, like ours, has consequences. So if you don't drive out, for example, the enemies in your life, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The bad habits, the sin in your life, you know, it does have an effect. It does have a consequence on your life. And so Israel is paying a consequence for a, let's say, a 90% success rate in driving out the enemies in the land.
Yes. And so here we are in the Gaza. I mean, we're not talking a lot of territory here. I mean, it's a bit of a sliver. Of a sliver, because Israel itself is about, as you say, about the size of New Jersey, right? Landmass-wise?
Yeah, correct. And the other thing that's really important is to understand the unemployment rate within the Gaza. I think there's something like a 70% unemployment rate in the Gaza for men under 30.
Wow.
Well, what do you have to do with your life? Well, you don't value property because you probably don't own any unless it was handed down to you. And so you find yourself, you know, trying to find fault and criticize the people because of your economic, you know, disaster.
Exactly.
And so that's another factor to kind of weigh into on this whole thing.
Well,
you know, the Gaza Strip is only 140. I just looked it up. The Gaza Strip is only 141 square miles.
Wow. Yeah.
So think about that. It's 25 miles long, mm-hmm. 7.5 miles wide.
Yeah, that's not very much. But when you have like you said, unemployment rate with the young people at that level, you got a lot of unhappy campers. And, of course, they're ripe for the using. And, you know, so what do they have? And they look like, okay, we're the oppressed, and we need to go after the oppressor. It's those Jews, once again, that have victimized us. I mean, you know, we're back to what Solomon said. There's nothing new under the sun, Phil. I mean, you know, what's being used there is exactly the same kind of, you know, worldview that's being used here in America today. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, when you you think about it, it really is common sense, isn't it? You know, Tim Scott said, you know, you find common ground and exercise common sense, it can go a long way. What Phil Hotzenpiller was saying earlier in terms of neighbors lobbing missiles into their neighbors' backyards, you know, you do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And it wasn't like Israel had nothing better to do one day and started lobbing missiles into Gaza. No, it was Hamas that started this. And, of course, Israel has always been known, especially since it became a nation once again, Phil, that, look, if you hit them, you are going to raise up an angry and a very aggressive response. And this is what Benjamin Netanyahu reported and has been insisting on. And this has kept Israel alive and, for the most part, well.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, if you're part of the people that have lost 6 million people in World War II, mm-hmm. your motto is never again. You have to understand that they've been down this road before. So yes. This is not new for them. And it is a matter of survival. It's not, you know, Biden's playing politics. You know, some of the liberal politicians are playing politics. They're playing life.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Life.
Well, look at how they handled COVID. Look at how they handled COVID, Phil, by comparison. I mean, they're on the other side of this stuff. They are months ahead of the United States, maybe even further down the line, even from a psychological context. I mean, they don't have anybody like Rachel Maddow going, oh, I have to rewire myself now to see people who aren't wearing masks so I don't think mean of them anymore.
Yeah. There's a Hebrew word for this, Bill, and it's not widely known, but it's the word stupid. And you know, there's just
But you, if you're going to say Hebrew, then it's got to be stupid.
Yeah, I could put a little rough breathing.
Yeah, you got to put that little spit into it, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, what's really happening here is Russia and Iran are testing President Biden. There's no doubt.
It. Right.
They want to see what kind of resolve he has, which apparently has zero. We have in the middle of all of this a hack in the Colonial Pipeline, and we paid $5 million in ransom using bitcoins, by the way. How interesting is that?
Yeah.
Don't want to have to hand the cash back again. Mm-hmm. But I think the timing is really strategic in so many ways. If you think about it, Israel became a nation on May 15th. The Six-Day War took place on June 6th. So right around the time of two of the big independent victory celebration days for Israel, the Six-Day War and the coming of a nation, this is not accidental. There's also clearly a tight connection between Turkey and Russia. And we know that Istanbul, its ancient name was Constantinople. It was named after the first Christian emperor of Rome. And now it is no longer Christian. It's probably 99%. I'm being kind, probably more like 100%. But 99% is Islamic. So we see this takeover that's happening in our world. And, you know, we wonder what is happening, what is going on. You know, my dad was in military intelligence, and, you know, we talked a lot about things that were kind of interesting. How many times there has been an operation on the part of CIA in a foreign country to take eyes off of what's happening domestically in America? So I look at it and go, who instigated the attack on Israel? Was it Iran? Was it Russia? Was it CIA? I mean, I'm not too far-fetched to say that if you study the history of the CIA. Mm-hmm. Try to say, we've got some bad stuff happening in America. We've got border disaster. We've got bad economy. We've got the hacking of the pipeline. Gas prices out here are $5. I hear some places they can be as high as $7. So what's going on in our world? A lot to chew on, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and you're exactly right. And the other thing I look at, too, Phil, is that, you know, is this, are we starting to see a bit of a fulfillment of Psalm 83? You know, the Arab nations that are surrounding Israel coming. I mean, Israel right now is fighting essentially on more than one front. It's not just Gaza. I mean, they're getting hit to the north as well. I mean, you talk about having your head on a swivel right now. The IDF has got to be very flexible, and they're moving. And then they're, of course, with all these missiles coming in, they're definitely exercising the Iron Dome, aren't they?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, one of the things we have to remember is Psalm 121 says, "He who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber nor sleep." So there is a divine end time destiny for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next big prophetic event is going to be the Magog invasion, which Magog is the ancient name for Russia. That's Ezekiel 38:39. Could this be the spark that ignites that?
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Any way we look at it, it forces us to look back into the biblical text. And by the way, the players in that Magog invasion are Russia, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Germany, and Turkey. So we have all the players lining up.
Exactly.
To come up against Israel.
Well, you got to imagine if Donald Trump was still in office with all the pressure that he was putting on Russia, how much of a hurt he put on them because of our energy independence. Now, ironically, we're buying oil from the Russians, because what's going to draw them, you know, as the Bible says, like hooks in the jaws of the Russians, God is going to drag them down into Israel. And I believe that one of the motivating factors will be economical. They see that, Israel is very strong economically. They've got the natural gas resources. I mean, the technology and that they've been developing over the years. I mean, it is amazing out of that little nation state, Phil, you know, how God has blessed them. And they are the envy of the Middle East, and Russia's down there looking down going, boy, that those natural gases look pretty good. And, if they were, going to get hurt more economically. And of course, we haven't even brought the Chinese into play yet. And the Chinese are, their participation and exacerbation of the economic ills of, all the countries outside of China themselves is becoming more and more pronounced.
Yeah, let's just talk about the blessing of Israel just for a minute, because I couldn't help but think about that. The global Islamic population is 1.2 billion, or about 20% of the world population. The global Jewish population is about 0.02% of the world population, or about 14 million people. The Nobel Prize winners among the Islamic world, there have been eight total. And if I go to the ones that have received it out of the Jewish nation, there's something like almost like 150,
wow.
And yet it's only 0.2% of the 0.02% of the population. So people grumble about Israel while they're talking on the cell phone that Israel designed and created. So I think it's really ironic what's happening here today. But I go back to what's the real issue? The real issue is all the Arab nations want to use the Palestinians as a tool to prod Israel and to try to defeat Israel. But none of them have opened their borders for the Palestinians, who are Arabs, to come into their land and migrate in there. Why? Because that's not fits with their philosophical look and their policy in terms of political policy.
Well, they're crazy. Why are you going to let crazy people, even though you're an Arab nation, how are you going to let them in? They're so ideologically fixed that they're a mess mentally. I mean, you want them into your country creating havoc, and then you're going to have no-go zones just like Paris does in your own Arab country. I mean, and it's amazing. I mean, the Arabs who operate in Israel, as Benjamin Netanyahu said, they're happy. And that's the thing, too, that's happening is that, Hamas is bombing, Israelis, but they're bombing Israelis, but there are Jews and Arabs alike in that country that they're bombing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you hit the nail on the head. They want to use them, and nobody wants them. That's what it comes back to.
Well, they have been for generations. They have been indoctrinated to such a degree. I mean, they need a lot more rewiring than Rachel Maddow is going to need. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know anybody needs more rewiring than Rachel, but
we need to pray for her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have the power of prayer on our side in every area, and also the power of prayer to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, and the president founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge collapse has caused a Union Pacific train to derail near Sibley, Iowa, Sunday afternoon, sending thick black smoke into the air. Emergency personnel say all waterways near the derailment have been blocked and 47 train cars were involved in the crash. Some of the cars were leaking hydrochloric acid. Sibley, Iowa is between Sioux City, Iowa and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last week, the Center for Disease Control advised that fully vaccinated people can be indoors and outdoors without wearing masks, except when in healthcare settings, on public transportation, or in specified areas where masks are required. Dr. Gupta on CNN says the messaging from officials has been confusing.
It is a mishmash, and that could have been avoided.
The doctor says another point of concern is the lack of guidance on how best to implement these new guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is asking businesses to help workers get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Just a reminder, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Always love to hear from you, by the way. You can drop me an email. Always happy to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezShow.com. Well, so what do you think about this mask deal? I mean, are you as confused as everybody else here? I mean, you know, 1 minute we should wear masks, sometimes two masks, now no mask. I mean, it's all over. I mean, this is of their own making, what the Democrats and Joe Biden and the elites have done to us and scaring everybody in such a way. And as I mentioned, you know, talking with Phil Hudson-Pillar earlier, is that we end up, you know, just scaring ourselves so much into it that what we got to be rewired, as Rachel Maddow says, that we have to be able to look at people and, you know, and or is it that we see people with a mask that the mask designate who the good guys and the bad guys are? Is that pretty incredible? I mean, this is where we are right now. It's pretty nuts. Well, we're ready to be joining up with Louisiana's favorite son. Yes, the Cajun Crusher himself on his radio show, WGSO 990 AM in Louisiana. Jeff Cruer, in just a moment, as soon as we can get a handshake with the cords. You know, sometimes the cords get bent. It's interesting. It's an interesting phenomena, you know, kind of like science, right about the time when you think that it's always working right, sometimes it just doesn't. And I think I hear Jeff in the background. Here he is. Hey, I can hear you now. We got connected. I was just giving everybody an electronic lesson. Sometimes it takes a moment for the cords to get connected. I remember when I was in broadcasting school, Jeff, you know, our troubleshooting get out of jail card was, oh, there must be a knot in the cord. That's why it didn't work.
Right. How times have changed, my friend.
Yeah, it really has. But, hey, look, we love the technology. I was just sharing with the audience, you know, everybody's having to get rewired like Rachel Maddow now that we can, you know, go and be free to walk around without a mask and, you know, that kind of deal. I mean, what is the left going to do? I mean, this has been such a major crush. And the other thing, too, Jeff, about all this stuff, this is all created by the left. They got us into this, and now they don't know how to get us out.
Yeah, I was laughing when I saw her comments about the masking and how she's going to have to reprogram herself. And, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I've been skeptical of it from the very beginning, and the left has really been in love with all these masks. And I think it's just a way to keep us under control, to make sure that people know that the government is in charge, to sort of lessen our freedom. And it sort of takes away people's individuality, their personality, their smile. I mean, it's just, it's been so negative in so many different ways. And now they're still not letting go of it with children. If you heard Dr. Fauci saying he still wants children to be wearing masks.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Fauci has got to be taken off the pedestal of of a god. He has been like a god to the left. And, you know, with all the stuff that he has said back and forth, even how he denied in a Senate hearing with Rand Paul, claiming some sort of plausible deniability. Jeff, we've known this. We've been reporting on this forever, that he knew what was going on in Wuhan. He had his own team down there. He invested money, and he gave some kind of goofy answer that you just go, oh, my goodness, he must think everybody's a bunch of mushrooms here because, you know, keeping us in the dark and the manure flying around over us is just absurd. Because he knew what happened, and for him to act like he didn't know is disgusting. And then here we are listening to him for advice. Give me a break.
It's crazy. I mean, he is always questioned in a very stern way by Rand Paul. I love Rand Paul because he's the only one that really will take it to you, Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci gets treated like he's some sort of hero by the left. He's the highest paid person in government. He's been there since 1984. 37 years. I mean, it's ridiculous. The guy should have been fired years ago. He's been back and forth and contradicted himself over and over and over again. And you're right. He's got all kind of questionable ties to Wuhan and what they did there with the funding of that lab. And Rand Paul is exactly right, Bill. We shouldn't be involved in that. We shouldn't be funding these foreign entities like that. Not at all.
Yeah. Well, they knew this stuff. They were there in the genesis of it. In fact, his team, they came back after being there for 18 months and said, we're out of here. You know, what happened? He goes, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be an outbreak. Well, he knew that, a year, 18 months before there was an outbreak. And then since then, I mean, is he leading the charge to go and investigate Wuhan? No, we're going to rely on the WHO and some prejudicial, quote unquote, scientists to give us an answer as to what happened. I mean, this is the China virus. I mean, Donald Trump was right. And he's every day he's proved to be more right than wrong. The people who are wrong are the ones that are reporting on it, giving us this false narrative as if, you know, for the sake of we don't want to be prejudiced against, you know, Asians and that sort of thing. So we need to be careful with the rhetoric. It has nothing to do with it. This has to do with responsibility. Look at all the people that have died because of what China irresponsibly did. And as some scientists from China suggested, that this wasn't an accident. This was by design.
That's what I believe, Bill, and I believe it needs to be fully exposed. I mean, it's been 16 months since this thing started. It's ridiculous that we don't have all these answers. I mean, they're stonewalling. They're not cooperating. And, of course, they've got something to hide. So Trump was right, Bill. Of course he was right.
Well, they don't even want to talk about an election. You know, they want to spend all this time codifying all the crud that they threw upon the people in 2020. And even Liz Cheney. I mean, come on. You say Donald Trump lied. Where did he lie? Give me the evidence that he lied. Why don't you put some of your energy and emotions into finding out what the heck happened in 2020? We've got all these things happening, you know, being reported on in Maricopa, other stuff that happened in Pennsylvania. It's all too fishy. But we're just going to go, oh, no, it was a legitimate. I don't know that. I don't know. I want to know that. I want to know that, not just because you told me, but I want to have an answer for hundreds of thousands of ballots that broke the laws of, you know, chain of custody, ballots that were looked like they were printed, that they only had Joe Biden's name on it, no downline stuff. That's why the Democrats lost so many seats in the House. I mean, with the numbers that it doesn't make sense, Jeff. You know, 85 million votes for a Democratic president and you're going to lose House seats. That's absurd.
It's absurd to think he got more votes than Barack Obama. It's absurd to think he got more votes than Hillary Clinton, so many more votes than Donald Trump. He couldn't even get anybody to go to any events. He was in the basement the whole time. And you're right, Bill. We've got Arizona, Michigan, New Hampshire. We've got all kinds of investigations going on, court case in Georgia, on and on and on. And all Liz Cheney and the RINOs want to do is blame Donald Trump. And so they're getting all these media interviews so they can bash Donald Trump and talk about the big lie. The big lie is really being committed by the RINOs and the media in not covering the story.
Well, it's the big liars. That's really. And the thing is, it's an exposure. Because when they come on and talk like this, it's going, the people get it, Jeff. They go, this doesn't, you know, this doesn't make sense. I mean, you're not even giving a solid argument for your position other than you're living off the past, what the media has generated in terms of emotional hatred for Donald Trump. We got about a minute and a half left here, Jeff, and I just wanted to give you a chance to comment on, and you brought up a good point in your new commentary, and that is, why must Americans be bribed to take the vaccine? That's a great question. Nobody's asking that.
You know, and it would disturb me when I heard about Bill de Blasio up in New York talking about burger and fries for the people in New York to get the vaccine. And then I heard about the governor of Ohio saying, oh, if you get the vaccine, you'll be entered into $1 million sweepstakes and you could win $1 million. And if you're a teenager, you could win a free college scholarship. I mean, it is obscene. They're offering free shots. They're offering free meals. You have it all over the country. People that want to take the vaccine, go ahead and do it. But if you don't want to do it for whatever reason, you shouldn't be forced to take this vaccine. These vaccine passports are very dangerous. And I think we're going into very, very worrisome waters here, Bill, with this push toward this vaccine. They are really getting scary, in my opinion. It needs to be up to each American as to whether they want to do this or not.
Aren't we still the land of the free, home of the brave, Jeff?
Yes. Yes,
I mean, this is what we're this is what we're giving up, you know, for the sake of convenience, for the worry and concern that has been drummed up by the left, Dr. Fauci et al. And here we are, you know, we're losing a bit of our heart and compassion toward our fellow man. This is all part and parcel of liberty, Jeff, and I'm with you. I think we're heading into some very turbulent waters. Jeff Cruer has been our guest. Thank you, Jeff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when next.
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Adam Holtz, director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com site is with us right now. Adam, how are we doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I start talking to you, and I get all choked up and emotional.
I get that a lot. I have that effect on people.
I think maybe it was that last swallow of coffee. Maybe I had a little bit more half and half in it than I intended.
That's probably it.
Hey, so how are you doing there in Colorado with the mask, no mask deal?
I don't know. It's in this weird place where I don't think any of the guidelines have been officially changed. But I was someplace last night and I was inside and only about half the people had masks on and nobody seemed particularly concerned about it. I think the COVID fatigue is real and people who are ready to be done with it are, I think, being more assertive in just saying, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
You've had people, you know, who've been vaccinated and, you know, because if you've been vaccinated and you're saying, hey, look, then why not? I mean, if I'm not protected, did you lie to me about the vaccination or is it not effective? But what it seems to indicate that it is effective, what I'm concerned about and I'm just praying about is the unintended consequences. Are we going to end up with something like we did in the 50s with thalidomide? You know, women are having, you know, nausea and that kind of deal. Well, we got the perfect drug. Let's take care of it. Next thing you know, we've got an increased number of miscarriages and deformed babies.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think your age plays into your calculus, and I want to be careful. I'm not advocating one thing or the other, but, you know, my wife and I are, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we're done having kids because we'd be in sort of biblical territory if it happened now. But,
the deal is that you'd give some people at church to talk about, you know.
Well, that's
something
true.
Else, you know, going, oh, my goodness, this is like...
But I think that if you're still in that childbearing zone,
yes.
You know, there's real questions it seemed like to consider. I'll put it that way.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, and regardless, I mean, that's only one aspect. We have no idea yet because, yes, we're, you know, on one hand, you may be thankful that Operation Warp Speed brought an answer here. But the other thing that we're not even talking about is the natural herd immunity that's taken place.
Right.
I mean, we've had millions of people, right, have we not, that have been infected by the disease that, you know, didn't die, and maybe even others that asymptomatically were affected and have the antibodies that you don't even know about. We don't even know what that number is.
No, that's right. And it would be really fascinating to know how many people had it and were never aware, or like I was really sick and had pneumonia last year, but it was before the tests were widely available. I'm pretty sure I had it, but I don't know.
Well, what you can do is just go get a blood test, and they'll give you an antibody readout and tell you if in fact you had it.
Well, and I went to actually do that, and they said that after about 8 weeks, it wasn't much use because probably it would come back negative even if I had it. So I actually I tried to get an antibody test and they said, nah, it's a waste of time. So, but again, it just depends on who's the one giving the advice. Again,
exactly.
I'm not saying that's the final word or that I'm an expert because I'm neither of those things. But, I was actually pretty surprised that they just sort of brushed me off.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing because for me, when I got it, when I was in California, my daughter-in-law, I love her dearly, and she's such a giver, you know, decided to share with me. And so, you know, I had a minor little cough, you know, that was about it. And, you know, I didn't think I had it. And I was surprised because, you know, I was getting ready to go to Hawaii and you have to take the PCR test. And then they said, nope, you ain't going, buddy. You tested positive for COVID. What?
Huh.
So, okay, well, the good news is, all right, I've got it. But then, you know, I talked to my doctor and we had the other test taken just to get the antibodies readout. And he says, yeah, you had it. And they also gave the rapid test afterwards. And the rapid test, he says, if the rapid test comes positive, you're still active. You still have COVID. But if it comes back negative, then what the PCR test is picking up is the residual. You know, it's
right.
Broken up. Your body has overcome it. You're okay. But, you know, but you're not going to be able to get on the plane because the TSA is using, you know, the PCR test. So, which is kind of silly. I mean, because the thing is I'm better fortified as somebody who's had COVID as opposed to somebody who's been vaccinated.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And it's one of those things, my guess is, Bill, they'll be studying it for the next 25 years, trying to figure out what in the heck actually just happened and what can we really discern for real. And until then, it's a moving target, and everybody has to make decisions based on information that is constantly changing. I mean, I think it's safe to say no matter where you're getting your information, the information is just, it's, like I said, it's a moving target. It's constantly changing. And so, you know, just like we do, here's your plugged in segue. Just like we talk about, you know, media discernment with regard to our entertainment choices, we've got to exercise media discernment just in terms of where we're getting our information. And man, I think it's good and healthy to read contrasting views and then do your own critical thinking. What's the source?
Exactly.
What's the credibility?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the validation? Who else is agreeing here? And so all of us, I think, have room to grow, or at least to practice that skill of media discernment when it comes to truth and news, because man, there's so much information out there, and your brother-in-law on Facebook heard something on some website, and you know, and we all—it's easy to run with the most hysterical stories because,
without a doubt,
because hysterics sell, right? I mean, certainly we could talk about the media running with hysterical stories, and that would be—we could do that for the next hour, right?
Well, you see, we've been conditioned, and that's the thing that we need to discern, as you say, and come away with is that, hey, what has happened here? How much has our own perspective and worldview been altered by the truth, even by the lies? You know, what's going on? Like you say, science is not exact. I mean, you know, we've elevated, you know, Anthony Fauci to some sort of deity position that he can't be wrong, and then we're finding out and have discovered
his song every day, you know.
Exactly.
A year ago, February, I was still paying attention to him, but now it's like, you know, Anthony Fauci's greatest hits, right? You know?
I know. Coming soon. Yeah, we need to play that only to help, you know, gain some balance and understanding and wisdom, like you said, for all that we've gone through. And what I'm concerned about is, you know, like Rachel Maddow, we've mentioned this several times, you know, she made the statement that, oh, she's going to have to rewire her thinking, you know, because she's going to be around people that aren't wearing masks. Well, you know, before she looked at people wearing masks as, you know, maybe they were, if they wear a mask, they were a non-Trumper. Okay, that's good. I have peace of mind. But if they're not wearing a mask now, they're, you know, oh, my goodness, I don't know how to identify the good people from the bad people anymore, right?
Well, yeah, and here, let me say one other thing about the news, because I think this is hugely important, regardless of what your political perspective is. If this thing had happened 30 years ago, you would have had Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw and Peter Jennings on at 5:30 every night telling you what the story was.
Right.
And you would have had a newspaper. You would have gotten one dose of the story a day. And my guess is it would have been relatively consistent. You know, the major news outlets don't vary that much in their, you know, you're not going to get an outlier. But now, because we have a 24/7 news cycle that social media pumps into our phones every 30 seconds, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much, we're exposed to this constant fire hose of news, and our brains are not actually set up to deal with it.
Right. And the disease of more, where the hyperbole has to, you know, get higher and higher and more conspiratorial, to where in that process you've abandoned truth.
Exactly. And so you've got a quality issue and you've got a quantity issue. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Just turn it off. You don't need that news. Just you don't even need to listen to it. You know, check it once a day if you really have to know, and then put it away. And I say this as somebody who checks the news the second I get up in the morning, so I got four fingers pointing back at me, right?
Well, what happens, but you need to select your choices and be discernible as to what is the source. And if you're checking the news from somebody who's gotten it wrong, I mean, it's like the old axiom of the day of the prophets, right? If you got it wrong, you're dead.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's like, and so
that
that's
standard. There wouldn't be anybody left, practically.
Yeah. Well, who knows? If we did that, we might still have a free and fair press that is doing its right bidding, and the reason it exists to serve the American people. Maybe it would do that, but since then, you know, unfortunately, they've abandoned their post and are now becoming ideologues and part and parcel of the problem instead of serving the people, to your point, because they could have given us the information, they could have done a deep dive on this sort of thing, and we'd be down the road a lot further. And here we are, a year and a half down the road, and we still can't even talk about where it emanated from, because you know what it is, Adam? The answer is so dangerous. The answer to where it came from and how and what was the motivation is so scary to people that they think, oh, my God, are we going to ignite a third world war for what China did?
Right. No, and so we stick our heads in the sand instead of figuring out, well, what does real accountability look like here? And, you know, obviously accountability and China aren't words that I typically use in the same sentence. But but even so, you know, if there was a united front that could say, we want to get to the bottom of what actually happened here, maybe we'd have a better shot than, you know, pretending that the propaganda may be truth, you know?
Well, I love what they say in rhetoric. Oh, we got to get down to the bottom so it never happens again. Right. You know, those are just words. There is no evidence that you are getting to the bottom of this. And here it is. What happened so far is so pernicious. And God help us for what's down the line and what's next, because all this is part and parcel of a conditioning by an enemy agent and or agents that want to do everything they can to imperil the American way of life. Adam Holtz, PluggedIn.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. He's the director of Plugged In. Adam, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
You bet, Bill.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.